Welcome back to our Tri-Cities Hometown Story with Brad Barnes. So before we go more into your story, talk about how Dutch's approach back then to ownership was different than most franchises. Where, like most franchises, if you have the financial wherewithal, you can just go get a franchise. But with Dutch, it was different at that time.
Yeah, you know, I think there were more barriers to entrance. Like you're saying, the financial had to be there.
But you also had to work in a stand.
Yeah, you had to work. I mean, there was X amount of requirement at that point in time. And really, it was the same point in time that I think a little bit prior to that, we'd gone all internal. You know, everybody who grew in the company had an opportunity to grow to the higher positions in the company. And that was the only thing that grew, because it allowed our culture to translate from city to city, state to state.
Mm-hmm.
And that's really what, you know, the foundation of what Dutch Bros is that loving culture and, you know, trying to pour into our customers. And that, you know, you went through, you had to work X amount of years to qualify. And then, you know, you had to have this, a lot of the same stuff I think there are in a lot of franchises. You had to have, you know, a decent credit, mm-hmm. and, you know, kind of check all those boxes. And, you know, back then it was, you went down and you met with everybody, and if it was somebody that they wanted to take it on, you went on, and if you didn't, you didn't. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's the same as anything. But now it's really translated to, you know, we're getting an opportunity to have the best of the best in culture, in leadership coming out of our company, because there's a lot of the barriers, which monetary is one of the main barriers out there, that's been knocked away. And so now people who were awesome that just couldn't find the money to do it before don't have to have that. And I think it makes our company even stronger than it was once.
So when did you start considering being a franchise owner?
I want to say maybe a year and a half to 2 years in.
Okay. And you'd been there, had you been there long enough at that point, or did you still need to put some time in before you would meet that requirement?
Oh, well, I think I needed one more year. I think initially back then it was three. You had to be with the company for 3 years, mm-hmm. and had to have a 1 year of management. But I would say you'd need way more than that. And I think that the model we have now better suits that too, because you're just not ready. I mean, it was very much a sink or swim, not on the part of Dutch Bros, but on you jumping in that ship and going, well, I got
to see if you can
either going to do this or not do it. And if I don't do it, I just incurred an incredible amount of debt. And probably, you know, for a lot of us, we had a lot of stories. Mine is, you know, my parents allowed me to mortgage their house. So if I failed, I didn't just fail myself. I'd failed, you know, more in my family too. So mm-hmm. it was a motivating factor for me. Is like, hey, I'm not going to let this fail.
It's good you say motivating factor, because some people could say that's more pressure, which it is, but pressure either motivates you or it bogs you down, right?
Yeah, motivate.
Yeah.
I guess I like pressure. I oftentimes say I put stuff off to the last second because I'm the best version of myself under pressure, because that's just how I truly feel. I get mm-hmm. my best work done under pressure. It kind of makes it a cop-out for saying that I procrastinate and do stuff at last minute, but I don't think that it's untrue.
Be sure to tune in next Friday for the conclusion of our Tri-Cities Hometown Story with Brad Barnes.
You've been listening to Tri-Cities Hometown Story on News Radio 610 KONA with host Rob Ellsworth, brought to you by your local Sun Pacific Energy Shell Sun Market stores.